We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
That's Showbiz. You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
Okay, I'll work on it. We're coming to, name them,
a city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those counties. Sorry, our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets, because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry, because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Testing, 1, 2, testing.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, Halloween ep.
Ghosts? Can we get a sound check?
Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to I'm Grandma. Boo! Girlies, not a boo this week.
It's a boo, girlies.
It's a boo, girls, because
it's Halloween. Hallows Eve. Oh. No, girlie, old school. All Hallows Eve.
But what day does the episode come out? It's coming out before Halloween anyway.
Well, it's the Halloween ep, like.
It's the Halloween ep. Happy
spooky
Halloween.
Kooky.
We're spooky bitches this week, girlies.
Come on, witches.
Is there going to be a Halloween this year?
I don't know. That's what I was thinking, because you know I love to serve a look. I love to dress up.
I love Halloween. Now, typically, I leave the costume go last minute, so I hate myself for that. Mm. But I do love the excuse to get all dolled up and go out and dress outrageously.
Well, the scariest thing last year was your eye makeup at that party.
Can we not reference that again? I didn't like my outfit last year. I didn't like it. It was last minute.
That's why you took your top off in the club.
No, I took my top off because you told me. Did we cover that on the app?
I don't know. We were really drunk, basically. And I told Kevin to take off his top and he did.
No, but the thing was, the next day, the photo surfaced and Peter was like, oh, you have your top off and all the pics, how embarrassing. And then my friend told me, he was like, yeah, Peter was mad for you to take off the top. Which, now that I say back to myself, it sounds kind of weird.
I was drunk as well.
You were drunk as well. You were loving me as a boxer.
No.
Happy Halloween.
Anyway, girls, are we going to dress up this year?
I'd like to. I've become addicted to watching Muas on Instagram.
You love the Muas lately.
I'm loving the Muas and I'm watching a show. It was on a few months back, but I'm only watching it now on BBC called The Glow Up. And basically, it's about like a competition to like find the next best Mua kind of thing.
Like Project Runway, but for like makeup artists.
Exactly that. And I'm loving it. And I'm thinking I'd love to be able to like create a spooky look.
I'd love to just go into my room and come out and I'm like, boom, skull.
Yeah. You know or I mean? Like one of the ones I saw, like I'd love to do like a puppet.
Oh,
one of that or like
no,
a doll.
Puppets terrify me.
Puppets are terrifying.
They're terrifying.
And dolls.
Anything like childish.
Yeah.
Like a clown, a doll, a puppet. They're the spookiest.
There's a paradox there, isn't there? Because they're all meant for children.
Mm.
When you think about it, that's kind of spooky.
Very spooky. I just love that in the gay community, I don't have to be scared of the costumes because everyone just dressed like a slut.
I love that too. And I feel like this year, I really would have like amped up the slut.
I think I'm going to still dress like a slut this year just for a laugh.
Really?
Yeah, like.
On Halloween night?
It's the only time we get permission.
But you can do it any time of the year.
I know, but like, and get away with it.
And get away
girls,
with it.
Like.
Yeah. In other big news this week, Pope Francis has come out As a fan of the podcast,
Pope Francis is a gay ally. We stand.
He's listened to a few eps of I'm Grandmam and he said, you know what? God bless the gays.
And this week's guest is... straight from the Vatican. But the words were not out of his mouth. And Kevin and my mam were preaching to the choir.
Honest. Like, I didn't even hear about it till my mam had messaged me.
If you follow me on Instagram, girlies, you're missing out if you don't. But if you do... my mam was all over Facebook. There was a post. So he said, right, which I think is stunning. This is for quote. He said.
Yeah, what did he actually say?
Homosexual people have a right to be in a family. They are children of God and have a right to a family. Nobody should be thrown out or made miserable over it.
No, that's all stunning.
Ultimately, should have said LGBTQ plus people.
Maybe that as well. There are a few flaws and also it shouldn't have taken till now. For the Catholic Church to have come out with this. Do you know what I mean?
But like, Irish Mammy was standing and she commented underneath, God bless Pope Francis. She said, work, Mama.
Guanula, work, Papa.
Work, Papa.
My man messaged and goes, you see this, love hearts. And it's just a screenshot of the article about the Pope. And I goes, oh my God, obsessed. And I goes, stunning. I say he's gay himself, what a legend. And she goes, just look it up and read it. Huge step kiss. And I suppose for like... because there are like religious gays out there as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who fear that they can't come out of the closet because of their religion or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it is a huge step for them.
It is,
you know,
a huge
what I mean?
Step.
Especially if their family's quite religious and they fear that they're going to be rejected. They could go, well, Pope Francis says it's grand. So now, is that the chaotic Pope? I think all the popes are chaotic, aren't they?
Well, I think this one's a bit more progressive.
Is he?
He's a step in the right direction anyway, I suppose. Oh, sure, I don't know. I'm not a part of the religion at all.
Yeah, exactly. So... ultimately, for me and you, I suppose it doesn't really mean a whole lot.
But it was good intro content for the podcast, eh? But all the queer kids listening, tell me your mam didn't text you that. Tell me your Irish mammy didn't send you. Oh my God, look.
Look at this.
You can come back to the house now.
Girlies, one other thing that got us through the week was there was a thread on Twitter, not sure if you saw on my Instagram.
Oh my God, love.
At Kevin the number 2 MEY. That's the number 2 numerically.
You need to change that username, by the way.
Why?
To me. It's actually iconic, I take it back.
Also, Kevin Toomey's already taken.
No, but that's like, no, I love it.
I feel like messaging him and being like, can I have it?
We'll buy him out.
Will we buy him out?
Girlies, everyone spam Kevin Toomey, spelled correctly.
But anyway, I put up a few of the tweets from this thread on Twitter. Am I very over-explaining?
Go on.
But anyway, right, it's basically a girl started a thread of... things that give girls the ick. And the ick is basically, what is the ick?
Just like, oh, nah.
Yeah, that basically give them a turn off fellas. And it's like, they're not huge things like, he doesn't remember the birthday or like, or he always gets her to pay her side, you know what I mean? Or whatever.
Yeah, it's like when someone butters their toast and there's crumbs on the butter on the knife and then they scrape it back into the tub.
That kind of energy.
That would give me the ick.
Would that give you the ick?
Oh my God, it's disgusting.
It gives my dad the ick. My dad hates it. I remember one time I thought it was going to be the collapse of my family as I knew it when someone got butter into the marmalade jar.
Well, that's chaos.
Now, it sounds like chaos, but also a simple mishap. No,
double dipping in gin.
Double dipping in general is the ick.
Go on,
but anyway, these were a few of the top ones that I'd selected that I cannot stress this enough, screaming at. But okay, so now, are they going to sound less funny because I've given them such a hype?
Well, no, go on.
Potentially, but anyway. One was, after eating spaghetti and they've little orange stains around their mouth.
That's also a fear of mine.
That's a fear. I remember one time a teacher tried to sit me next to a fella in school who was notorious for having stains around his mouth, and I couldn't even look at him, and I remember just going up to her at lunchtime and saying, Miss, please move me again, I can't.
Miss, I can't.
Miss, I can't.
I'll sit next to you.
Okay, another one was, if they're sat on one of those bar stools and their legs are just dangling freely. Like, that's so specific. But also, I can see where the person's coming from.
Because they had to make that conscious effort to try and look cool, you know? It's more comfortable to put them on the rungs, you know what I mean?
Oh, I thought it was just if the lads were kind of small so they couldn't touch the stool.
Oh, really?
But also, it's probably that because some lads do that to look cool.
Try and look alt and cool.
I know what you mean. Oh, my God. Okay, one of them, which is probably my favourite, is running up the stairs on all fours. But also, I think, is it kind of cute?
I think it's kind of adorable.
Is it kind of cute? Like, especially if he's a small fella and he's just like, oh.
Of course, scurry up the stairs.
Another one, when they bend over to pick something up with straight knees, which I can't even visualise.
I used to do that because I used to think it would make me more flexible in the long run for dancing. But I used to do a ponche. So I used to have one leg straight, for the girlies who don't know what a ponche is. I used to have one leg straight and the other one would go up in the air. And me in my head thinking, if I keep doing that, it'll eventually get to full split.
Right.
Do you have any icks?
Do I have any icks? So I do have a few icks, which I ended up writing down. And I was going to do a separate post on the Instagram, but I said I'd save it.
By the look of your notes, your icks go on forever.
No, these... I might mention all of these, but these were just things that popped into my head. And it was so weird because sometimes during the week, I would see someone doing something and I'm going, oh my God, that's my ick. That's an ick. And that's an ick, girlies. Okay, I think this one is my main ick, right? Okay. And you might think that people don't do it anymore, but they do. And the gays are notorious for it. And I encounter it a lot on the dating apps.
Okay.
And it's when lads refer to their personality as one of the houses from Harry Potter. I can't stand it. It makes my skin crawl.
I'm a little bit Hufflepuff. No.
Like, you're not. You're not a little bit Hufflepuff. That doesn't make sense.
No.
Do you know what I mean? And in no circumstances is it okay, especially in 2020, especially at a time when...
J.K. Rowling's the turf.
Is, and she's the turf and she's cancelled. But even before we found out she was like a disgusting person... That was never acceptable to refer to yourself as one of the houses in Harry Potter. It's not a personality.
No, I loved Harry Potter. Like, I do. And I was struggling with the whole hating J.K. Rowling, loving the work.
Yeah.
But, like, I would never say I was a bit Slytherin. You know what I mean?
You would never say it. And I just think, if that's all you can come up with on your dating
you're
profile...
Boring.
Then it's just alarm bells are ringing. They're ringing in my ears. I actually have... tinnitus in my ears because those alarm bells are ringing so loudly. Do you want me to go on?
Give me another one.
Or do you want to...
No, go on, give me another one.
Okay, another one that I said. This is a bit random. And again, this is something that I saw on my commute. If he wears a suit jacket, that's too big on the arms. Do you know what I mean? It just doesn't look right. And so, you know, if I had fallen for a fella and then, like, I don't know, I invite him to a family wedding.
Yeah.
And then imagine if he rocked up and the jacket was too big on the arms. I'd have to send him home.
On apparel, one of my icks, and I was guilty of having a jumper like this before, but if they have a jumper with, you know, the holes for your thumbs in the sleeve, that gives me the ick.
I have a pain in my chest
that
over that one.
The ick.
Other ones I said were lads in footsie socks.
What are they?
You know, the socks. And this is, like, you can have footsie socks because sometimes I do think that an outfit requires... Like,
oh,
no socks.
No! The ones that are inside... that are inside the shoe. No.
That are inside the shoe, but when...
And they come halfway down the foot.
Come halfway down the instep. But it's when... Sometimes there'll be lads at the gym I see, right? And they'll be doing an exercise that they take off their shoes for. And I'd be like, oh my God, they're so hot. And I'd be like, purely creeping on them in the gym. And then I'll see a footsie sock and I'll just have to... I'll run out of the gym. No. I'll run out of the gym. I don't care if I'm mid-set. I'm running out of the gym. Do you know what I mean? There's like, I've worn footsie socks myself.
Mm.
But if you're going to take off the shoe, you need to take off the sock. I prefer to see a bare foot. Do you know what I mean? Just no footsie socks allowed, girlies.
One thing that gives me the ick, and this is gender neutral.
Yeah.
Is when someone goes...
Love this.
When someone comes to me, I can't wait for you to meet my friend. They're crazy. The friend isn't crazy. The friend is boring.
I should stand up. I got dizzy there when I stood up. The house is so warm.
But like,
my friend is crazy.
And I'm like, okay.
Remember that girl that we met over the summer in the purple dress?
What?
In the purple dress.
Oh, yeah.
Someone had described her as crazy and we were screaming. Now, she was just rude, but also crazy.
Like, I hate this. It gives me the ick.
Another thing I wrote down was boys who message you constantly the whole time and are pure confident and pure, like, playing a big game. And then you see them out and they don't say a peep.
Yeah.
And then they'll text you then when you're home and be like, oh, really wanted to kiss you earlier.
Oh, I'm
dead. And
they're
going, you didn't. You couldn't even look me in the eye, you poor pauper. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah. That's me on X. Another one that was in the thread, or was it just a separate tweet altogether? Was a girl tweeting about her friend, saying her friend had gotten the ick because she was Snapchatting a fella and she saw a printer in the background. I was screaming because I was like, I can see why we give it the ick.
Especially if it's like an Epson or something.
You know what I mean? And as well, what would you need to be printing in this day and age?
It's 2020, babe. We're all digital.
Do you know what I mean? Stop printing. Stop wasting paper.
Greta Thunberg raging.
That, a printer gives Greta Thunberg the ick. If you want to be my lover, you gotta get my consent. Woo!
We're back with the HSE segment, girlies.
Chatting all about consent and why it's so important.
And sexy. So, last week we defined consent.
Mm-hmm. Let's do a quick catch up, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
What did we learn last week, PJ?
We learned what consent is.
Mm-hmm.
And we also learned that at any point during a sexual act, you can say no, this ain't happening anymore, and pull that consent back.
Exactly. You are never past the point of no return. At any point, you can withdraw consent. You don't even need a reason, and you can do so on your own terms, whatever way you're feeling.
Mm-hmm. So this week, we kind of want to dive into that a bit more and kind of dissect it a bit more. I'm feeling very profesh.
Very profesh.
So you set your own boundaries, and then if you feel uncomfortable, you withdraw your consent, right? But there's also some laws that are in place where you can't give your consent. So, like, for example, if you're under the age of 17, you can't consent to a sexual act.
So other examples where you wouldn't be in a position to give your consent would be if you were asleep.
Yeah.
Or unconscious.
Well, obviously, like.
Well, obviously, but we have to,
we
like,
have to say it.
Hammer it home. Also, like, if you're really affected by drinks or alcohol, obviously, if you're going out, meeting a fella for a drinky, and then you're getting notions, want to go back to his, fine, as long as you're not locked.
And
you
feel,
I mean,
in control.
Yeah, and if you feel in control of the situation. And even myself, I have one or two G&Ts, a few gin and tonics to the wind. I'm mad going through my phone book, texting the fellas.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I mean? But at the same time, I know I'm always in control. I would never go beyond my limit.
Also, I think the responsibility is on the partner as well.
Yeah, the person you're having sex with.
Yeah, so if I'm going to have sex with someone, but I see that they're like locked or like they're high or whatever,
yeah,
like I have the responsibility as well to be like, okay, I don't think you can give your consent right now, so I don't think we should have sex.
Yeah, wait till the morning. I'm a big fan of the morning sex.
Me too. It's better in the morning, girlies.
Why is it?
I don't know, I just think as well, like, I like working out in the morning. You know what I mean?
Burning those calories.
Burning those, you start your day off right.
It's just, I just like, is it a bit Hollywood? Just waking up in the bed and having the fella beside you and going, oh, let's go for it.
And then I always look forward, the coffee tastes nicer after.
The coffee tastes divine.
So, also another instance where someone can't give their consent is if you're in a place of authority over them.
Yeah.
Their age goes up to 18, not just 17. Which I didn't know. I thought it was 17 across the board.
Yeah, that's something we both learned, I think, in this process. But as well, it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Just makes sense.
Okay, girlies. So now we're going to give you some gorgy lingo that you can whip out if you want to give the consent, withdraw the consent, do any bits with the consent. We're giving you the lingo to do so.
Okay, amazing.
So if you want to ask somebody, can you have consent for a sexual act? Or if you're doing the sexual act and you want to just check in to see if it's still a vibe.
Yeah, to see if they're still comfortable with it.
If it's still a vibe, makes me want to vomit.
Yeah, don't say, is this still a vibe, please? Because then it's just not going to be a vibe ever.
Yeah, don't do that. But what you could say is like, are you comfortable with this? Or like, I'm from Cork, so obviously I'll say like, are you allergic or
are you loving it?
Are you loving it? You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, exactly. I'd probably be like, is everything okay for you? No, that's a bit waitery.
You're
is
not
it?
A waiter at all, checking yeah. in on the soup.
But speaking of food, also, the thing is, imagine cooking a meal for someone and then not asking them if they like it or if they're enjoying it. It would be so weird.
It would be weird.
Imagine if they were just silent. Like, you'd want to say, oh, is that nice? Like, or do you like it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so just ask them, are they enjoying it?
Yeah.
And just be like, we've just had starters, do you want to move on to mains?
Yeah, exactly.
But maybe not that, like, clouded in shadow and mystery. You kind of need to make it direct and give them an opportunity to be like, oh no, I'm not comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously be a bit more explicit, but at the same time, like, it's just important to check in to make sure, like, along the way, everyone is loving what's happening.
Also, just before you get into the sex or the sexy activities,
yeah,
just have a quick discussion. Be like, oh, what are you into? What do you like? What are you comfortable with?
Yeah, completely.
And then you both know what you like and what you're comfortable with. So number one, cheat sheet to an orgasm. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know what they're into and you know what they're comfortable with.
Exactly.
So it's going to be a laugh.
Oh my God, yeah.
And also you set your boundaries that you can work within. And then everyone's comfortable and everyone is having a good time. Just to sum up, girlies, all we're trying to do in these sections is normalise consent to the point where nobody ever feels pressure to do anything that they don't want to do.
And girls, if you have been affected by anything discussed and you need support, remember you can contact the Rape Crisis Centre. They have a 24-hour number. It's 1800-77-88-88. And to finish off, we'd just like to leave you with our sexy campaign slogan, which is, before things get sensual,
you gotta make it consensual. And that's on period, girls.
That's it from us, girlies. For more information, take a look at sexualwellbeing.ie/consent.
Okay, girls, it's time for the theme.
We need to get serious, girlies.
The theme for this week is crossing over.
We don't even have Alexa.
Fuck's sake. Alexa doesn't even want to come.
Alexa's petrified.
Alexa's shitting herself in Kevin's room. She doesn't even want to come in. Come on, babe, you'll be grand.
1 second.
Is she plugged in?
She's sorted. Right. Alexa, play Black Magic by Little Mix.
Ooh!
So scared.
Black Magic by Little Mix from Spotify.
Also a bop.
Yeah. Spooky, but iconic.
But make it a bop.
I just want them all to be my best friends.
Wanna know what it is?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Playing on your side.
I love this video when they're in the school.
It's a stunning
and
visual.
And very Zoom Zoom Sabrina, the teenage.
Very Wizards of Waverly Place, which
very.
I never watched.
Really?
Never watched.
I love Selena and that. Zap.
Just to make.
Wiggle the nose. Come on, girls, it's spooky season. Black cat.
Yeah.
Witch's hat. And a boom.
Oh my God!
What's okay?
Get your boys and knees and repeat after me, say.
Ready and ready.
Take a sip of my secret potion. I'll make you fall in love. For a spell that can't be broken, one drop should be enough. For you belong to me.
Is this a spell?
I got the rest. Well, it is now. And it's called Black Magic.
Stop her.
Alexa, stop.
Only Little Mix can take a song about black magic and make it an iconic pop
and
beast.
Make it amazing.
We love it.
Having said that, there is that iconic bop in Scooby-Doo as well about voodoo.
What?
There once was a man, what man? A man with the power of voodoo. I know way too much Scooby-Doo trivia and I didn't actually watch it that much as a child.
I never knew you were such a Scooby-Doo stan.
I'm a Scooby-Doo stan, Raggy.
You're an SDS.
I think I need to do a spin-off podcast about Scooby-Doo.
I love the way that song's literally just about them casting a spell on a fella.
I know.
Everyone's like, yeah!
Yeah, cast it.
Get a cult. Get a coven.
I'll make it fall. I've never watched Coven.
American Horror Story Coven. If you haven't watched it.
Is it the best one?
It's Chef's Kiss, one of the best series by Ryan Murphy.
Really?
And there's a gorgeous monologue where you won Julie Roberts' niece, what's her name? Emma Roberts. Is on the set and she's smoking a ciggy, yeah. And she's smoking a ciggy, she's just after dying and she's giving you everything.
I forgot Emma Roberts is in Coven.
Everyone who hasn't watched Coven, stop what you're doing now. I'm sorry, I have to direct them away. Stop what you're doing now, watch Coven and come back.
Maybe I'll watch that for Halloween because I've watched most of them. I loved Asylum.
My favourite part in Coven is, you know the... There's this character modelled after like this big designer. She's big red hair, old one, right?
Yeah.
And they burn her at the stake. And when she's being burned, she just goes, Balenciaga!
That's stunning.
Iconic.
And that's haute couture.
That's haute couture.
High couture.
Now, I've a bit of spoilers in there about Coven, but you'd be grand.
But also, if it's about witches, someone's going to be burned at the stake, right?
Yeah, and it's all fashion and everything.
I love the musical number, Shock Horror, in Asylum, when your one goes, Rudy to Booty from Foodie.
I love that one as well.
That's like, sorry, but can you get that on Spotify?
It's stunning.
Because we need to listen to it on the reg. Anyway, girls,
we hope that you're in a well-lit area and you're not by yourself.
Yeah.
Because shit's about to get scary.
It's about to get scary and you've been warned.
Is it roasting hot?
It's, now, the thing is, I'm the warmest I've ever been in this house. So I'm wondering, is it because you're the heating on this eve, or is it because there's supernatural presence?
And we're about to do a Ouija board.
We're going to do a Ouija board.
So girls, Petrified? Are you petrified?
No, I've been petrified since we placed the order on Tuesday for the board to arrive, literally. And then, you know, you just kind of convince yourself that stuff's been happening to you.
It's because when Kevin ordered it, he ordered the Ouija board. He goes, just order the Ouija board. And I message back, I goes, this is how a horror movie starts.
But it is, though.
It is.
And we think it's hilarious, but also at the same time, like, we are playing with powers beyond us.
We're playing with fire.
We're playing with fire, and one of us could get burned. No, but in all fairness, I am kind of scared.
But we're not going to go into this, like, blind.
No, of course, we would be silly to. So I reached out to our favourite angelic intuitive to ever exist.
Our favourite girly, Rosemary. She always has her back, doesn't she?
She's always looking out for us. And we haven't heard from her in a while, actually, since we recorded the ep, really. Mm-hmm.
But maybe. She's always been with us. I bet she's been checking in on us.
She probably has been.
She actually has astral projected into my room every now and again just say hi.
Hi,
is
PJ.
It astral projected or astral projected?
I don't know. I didn't question whatever you did say. Know. It sounded right to me.
Anyway, girlies, throughout this episode, any witches listening, we're so sorry if we're abusing the craft.
Yeah.
We're doing it respectfully. So we checked in with our angel intuitive.
Yeah. So I just said, I messaged Rosemary this morning. I said, hey, Rosemary, how's my favourite angelic intuitive? Hope you're keeping well in all this madness. Flowers emoji. Just messaging to say myself and PJ are doing a Ouija board. Tomorrow evening, I messaged yesterday, for our Halloween episode for the podcast, and we are wondering if you'd any advice. And in fairness to her, she sent a voice note back, which we've gotten our permission, we can use.
Hey guys, so lovely to hear from you. Ouija board. I don't know anything about them other than they scare me.
Us too,
girl. So I'm a big fat chicken when it comes to those Ouija boards. I don't have any advice other than stay away from them. Listen, guys, the way you two would be dealing with that would be so much fun. So I think just, enjoy it. But you can give me a call if you like and ask me some questions and I can sort of see if I can help. Anyway, give me a call if you feel up to it. Okay, bye.
What a pet.
She's a legend.
What a pet. For even responding, because I thought she might be like, not this fella again.
It's out of her scope, though. She doesn't deal with the Ouija boards.
Yeah.
Or like the Ouija boards, like she likes to call them.
I'm dead at Ouija boards. I love Ouija boards. She did also say that she pulled us some cards for like today.
Oh, really?
And one of them is Overcoming Difficulties, which is the Archangel Jeremiel.
Okay.
Who said, the worst is now behind you.
Unreal.
And you are surmounting any previous challenges. And also, Archangel Saldalfin. And he says, your prayers have been heard and answered. Have faith.
Unreal.
Kind as you adore them.
Still petrified because we thought you'd give us like proper advice on how to do it. But like, we shouldn't have just painted any supernatural thing with the same brush.
Now, to be fair, I also did do my research. And by research, I mean I looked up videos with the word Ouija board. I keep calling it Ouija board now. Ouija board in it on YouTube. Now, the only thing is, because I'm trying to do my research, but all of the videos on Ouija boards have this scary music overlay, which was just scaring me further. And I was like,
cue scary music.
And I was like, oh God, like, are we making a mistake here by doing it? But also at the same time, I think as long as we follow the rules and do it respectfully, we'll be okay.
Also, like, you only live once.
And also, like,
it can't get much worse, it's 2020. Like, we're at rock bottom, like.
Exactly that. And also, I feel, if there was ghosts hanging around, our gaff is very small. Why would they be hanging around our house?
If a ghost does come into our gaff, I'm going to be like, babe, can you not just pick a nicer gaff? You're being such a stupid ghost. Like, go haunt the fucking president, you know what I mean?
Something like that, you know what I mean?
Or maybe they just like the homely vibes. We did make it lovely since the corner couch.
We did make it lovely. Also, we put out a third cup just in case a spirit does pass over and fancies a cup of tea.
We're having two cups of tea. We had to give a third.
We had to leave out a third mug just for... Also, should we maybe have gotten biscuits?
They can't eat.
Oh, they can't eat.
They eat our souls. I'm actually getting terrified the more we talk about it.
Okay, right. So I've never really had an encounter with a ghost,
mm-hmm.
but, and I know, I feel like I'm mentioning him every week these days.
Padraig
can, he's this very special ability, it's obviously supernatural power or whatever.
Gifted.
He can predict, and now you might think, oh my God, like this obviously.
What?
He can predict celebrity deaths. I know that's a very specific niche.
No,
but he's, I swear my life to God, so he's predicted so many. So the first one came when, so he came on holidays with me and my family when we went to Salou after the junior cert. Crazy times. But we were in the pool and he says, something's not right. And I was like, what do you mean?
Shut up.
I swear my life to God.
Okay, go on.
And he goes, I don't know. He just goes, I just feel like someone's going to die. And I was like, what? And I was like, what do you mean? Anyway, Michael Jackson died the next day. So we were up in a heap about it. And obviously, you can probably remember back at the time, that was huge.
Yeah, I was, I mean? I was cleaning pots as a kitchen porter in the Montana Hotel when he died.
Really?
Yeah.
But anyway, from there, and this is no word of lie, he predicted Whitney. Now, this isn't being done chronologically at all now because I wouldn't be able to put the years on the deaths. Whitney, he did Amy Winehouse.
I did it, he did. Go on.
Amy Winehouse, and he also did Robin Williams. And then, so I was like, is there any that I forgot? So I messaged him and I was like, you know, the way you can predict celebrity deaths, and he was like, yeah.
I love the way he thinks he can.
No, but no, but I know now it's like, oh, we're doing a podcast, like, oh, what a laugh, he can predict celebrity deaths. It's scary how accurate he is with the deaths. And I was like,
is he the White Witch?
And I was like, is there anything else? I said, can you describe what happens for you, like, when you predict them? And he said, I just get a thought that it's been a while since the celeb has died, and then it happens.
I get pins and needles in my left foot.
But literally, that's what happens. I can remember when Whitney died, we were at my friend Chris's house when she actually died, but he had said it in school that week, and he said, it's been a while since the celebrity death, and he said something's going to happen. And that weekend, and see, the thing is, it's not as if they've just been, because celebrities probably die every day.
Yeah.
But I'm talking, these are all high profile deaths. I mean, those four that I've named have been probably some of the biggest deaths of our generation.
How do we know that he's not involved in the deaths?
Conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy theory. Podrick from the podcast is an assassin.
He's actually directly linked to the
deaths. I'm kind of jealous. I want a supernatural ability.
But I don't think I would like to have that superpower. You wouldn't want it because the thing is, well, you'd feel like, oh, can I do something to prevent it? Wasn't there a show about that before about, what was it?
Most Haunted.
Premonition. Was it Premonition? Premonition, I think. And didn't she predict the deaths, and she was doing everything to change it, but then when she was doing everything to change it, she only ended up causing it.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what I mean? So I wouldn't like it at all. Or wasn't it the fella who used to get the paper a day early with the deaths?
Really?
That was a movie. That wasn't, this isn't fact.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So in hindsight, like, you might think, oh, be great because you could help, but also, can you even help?
Yeah, I just meant supernatural ability in general.
Well, we'd all love that.
I'd love to just make things fly around the gaff in my mind. Telepath?
Telepathy.
Telepathy.
I would love to.
Telepathy, I think. That's the rudest thing you've ever said to me. Okay, girls, the time has come
to open up the Ouija.
Time has come to ring a ling, ding a ling, the dead. Right, so we ordered a Ouija board.
Just be, first of all, you're being very lapsy daisy about it. Just be a bit more respectful with it.
It's a bit of cardboard.
It's MDF. Which is wood. It's a very valuable wood.
This little pendant yoke is stunning.
It's like a guitar pick. It's actually called
a guitar pick. It is, isn't it?
It's like a huge guitar pick. It's called a planchette.
Shut up.
It is stunning though, isn't it?
I'm gonna fucking put this on a chain and wear it as a pendant later. Put it on my wall. It's like a love heart. We could go live, laugh, Ouija.
No, we need to get rid.
Ouija.
No, okay. First of all, like, you haven't read ahead of the rules. I kind of have.
Okay.
Just know that taking the piss out of it is, like, one of the no-nos.
Okay.
So don't take the piss too much.
The most haunting thing about it already is the graphics are really bad.
Yeah, I didn't think we got a budget board.
It looks like it's been done by a 5-year-old. My niece Tess made the Ouija board. Will I read out the instructions or do you want to?
Right, we'll read the instructions.
Okay, so let's read the instructions because we're not going into this blind. Right, so, step one, grab a few friends. Technically, you can do a Ouija on your own, but two is ideal.
Now, I have read online that you should never play alone. So this is already conflicting, which is sending me.
Set the mood. Ooh.
Okay.
Grab a seat, but they're on their knees.
I read that typically it is done on the knees with the board between the knees.
But that's so it wobbles and you think there's a ghost.
Also, I've shocking knees. I won't be able to kneel down for the duration of the Ouija board.
I'm dead at this. Be patient. Sometimes the spirits need a minute to warm up. I'm dead that the spirits having stage fright.
You may not get answers right away. Don't give up. Well, like, we're on a time limit.
Yeah. One time, and also, like, if I don't want to be talking to a shy ghost. Like, babe, you better come correct if you're a guest on the pod. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? And also, you're a ghost. There's no need to be shy.
Literally, you're dead.
Like, babe, you can get
there's
away with
anything. There's nothing to be embarrassed about, babe.
Okay, there's be polite. This, now, not saying this is aimed at you, but also it is. If you're speaking to a highly communicative spirit, talk to it and be friendly. This will encourage him or her to cooperate with you.
What if they're non-binary ghosts?
That's what I was thinking. Is there probably is non-binary ghosts out there as well.
There is.
You may not get the answers you want. This is not the spirit or the board's fault. Getting angry or violent will just ruin the vibe of the board and the room. We don't want to ruin the vibe.
I love if a ghost came through and we were talking to it and he goes, sorry, bad vibes, I'm gone. I'm gone next door.
TTYL kiss.
TTYL bad vibes. I love that though. Even when you're dead, manners matter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they count for something.
I'd hate that if the minute we die, please and thank you goes out the window.
That's what I feel. I feel like if I was a ghost, I would haunt the rude people only. Like, say now someone wasn't to, like, hold a door open for someone, I'd come around and just say,
poltergeist.
You know what I mean?
Start simply. It's best not to bombard your spirit with questions.
Start simply like a normal conversation.
Okay.
Your first questions should have easy, short answers.
How many spirits in the room? Kevin! I wasn't up for a gangbang at all. I didn't want a spirit orgy at all. I just want the one.
I only want one as well.
We want to be monogamous spirits.
Can we say we want one?
I'm getting a chill down my spine. Has the temperature dropped?
No, just, is that on or off?
The boiler's off, babe.
Did you switch it off?
But the spirits are on high.
Also, you could ask, are you a good spirit?
Why is the next thing the Grim Reaper?
Because that's the spirit coming through, babe. No, what are they doing there?
That's the spirit having a disco.
Be careful what you wish for. If you don't want to know the answer to a question, don't ask it. Okay. But if you do choose to ask about your future, take note that it will be joking me. What, that the spirit's going to be having a laugh?
Having a laugh.
Kind of love that.
Kevin's never going to find a fella. Lol.
Also, it said, before getting down to business, you may want to get in the mood by dimming the lights, using candles, lighting incense, and burning sage. Now, we have a few candles lit there. We've no sage. I've some thyme in the fridge. Would that matter?
Grab the thyme just in case.
But what would, if we started burning the thyme, would that be rotten?
You just spat my face again.
Sorry. The spirit's going to be allergic to me if I'm going to be spitting all over it.
They'll put some ectoplasm back on you. Right.
Would grab burn the thyme.
Grab the thyme just in case. I'd rather be haunted than burn incense, I'm sorry.
Where's my thyme?
The ghost took it. Lads, it started already. The ghosts are making a roast and they need the thyme. A ghosty roast. Okay, next one.
That's the name of the app. A ghost roast.
A ghost roast. Pick a medium. Okay, one person has to do the questions. We'll just share, will we?
Designate one person to ask all the questions. This keeps things simple and prevents the ones on the other side from getting confused. What if they're getting confused between the two of us?
Well, people can't even tell the difference between us when they listen to the podcast, yeah. So the ghost won't know the difference.
Yeah, he'll just think it's the one person. That's grand.
I got something in the corner of my eye there. I thought it was someone. What's that noise?
It's that cat in the roof with the bell. If that's going to be running around now, I'm going to be...
Place your fingers on the planchette. It should be resting on the G. I'm actually getting nervous.
It should be resting on the G space on the board to start. Why the G? Oh, because it's the top letter. Okay.
I'm actually shaking.
Wait, ask all players to gently place their index and middle fingers on the planchette.
Okay.
Not yet, I'd say. Also, I know I said it earlier, you need to be more respectful of it.
I am.
You were biting the planchette a second ago. Stop doing this. There's bite marks in the planchette.
You have to cut a bit of your mouth and put it on it. It says it. Online.
Develop an opening ritual. This could be anything. A prayer, a welcome, or even trinkets scattered around you. Definitely. Hey girlies. Hey Hey Ghosty Girlies.
Hey Ghosty Girlies. I'm Kevin and I'm PJ and this is the Ouija Boys.
That's our ritual.
Oh my god, we should do a podcast for the dead. That's a market that no one's touched.
We need to start it.
How's Kevin?
Ask a question. These should start out simple and progress as you get to feel the spirit for that specific session. If your spirit indicates that he or she is bad, it's best to close the board and resume again later.
That's what we need. We need to know what the emergency exit is.
Yeah, it's that. It's you go to, you bring the planchette down to goodbye.
But do we not have to say like...
Just say bye, babe.
Okay.
Or just go bye.
Bye.
Also, it says, if you start getting rude or vulgar responses, do not mirror it with your own rude behaviour. But I think that'd be funny.
That'd be a skit. Why not?
I don't know, maybe just because if they're kind of, if they're older ghosts, they mightn't appreciate it, you know what
but
I mean?
But if they're doing it to us, like,
oh yeah,
maybe that's like the people downstairs tempting us.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Like, it's hilarious, because ultimately, I suppose we are going to hell anyway, so
yeah.
I'm not too.
We're fierce. Heading for the Dutch oven anyway.
Dutch oven is fatty bait.
Oh, what? Fatty bait?
Yeah, what'd you say, Dutch oven? That's when you...
A Dutch oven is like a hot place where you cook things, like.
The Dutch oven is when you fart in the bed and you put them under the blanket. Concentrate. To get the best, most effective results, all players need to have clear minds and focus on the question at hand. Everyone playing needs to sit seriously and respectfully. If you have a friend who's laughing or encouraging ridiculous questions, kick them out of the room.
Okay.
Well, not going to happen, because
yeah.
Obviously we want to have
We're
a laugh
We're
going to
take it
well.
Serious. And also, I want to talk to some fucking ghosts.
Watch it move. Sometimes this happens quickly and sometimes it happens slowly. Once in a while, it doesn't happen at all. But if everyone's focused and attentive, the planchette should slowly start to take off.
Okay.
Close the board. If the planchette starts doing figure eights, oh, this is important. I've seen this a lot online. If it starts doing figure eights or counting down from Z to A or counting down from 9 to 0, end the seance. I just love the word seance. Is it the axon on the E that does it for me? By moving to goodbye.
Okay.
Any of these three things happening indicates that the spirit is trying to escape from the board. Are they
no.
in the board?
Well, this was made in a fucking factory in China or something, was it? Like, no way, there's a spirit in here.
Put it down. Stop lifting. That's what I mean. Just don't lift it up like that.
Could we upcycle the board into a placemat after? It's very that energy, isn't it?
It's very that. Well, a Halloween placemat. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Will we have it on the table for Halloween?
And this can be my pendant then, the planchette. Or this could be a coaster for your
coaster
cup
for the cup.
Is that like having a crucifix as like your fucking toothbrush? Do you know what I mean? I don't want to be disrespectful to the Ouija.
Have the medium state that it's time to finish the seance and sweep the planchette over the goodbye symbol on the board. Of course, if you enjoy the time with your spirit, say goodbye and wait for the planchette to move to goodbye in turn. Oh, and that's kind of it. There's also a huge list of tips. Wait, warnings. Will we just read the warnings and then move on?
Okay, quick warnings, yeah.
The existence of ghost demons and the supernatural is disputed. Don't take everything for granted. Never ask the spirit to prove its existence. It's believed that this is granting permission for the spirit to leave the board.
Oh, fuck.
And doing so can let evil spirits into your home.
Okay.
Also, I read online you should never be doing it in your own home, because then they're trapped in your own home. You should be doing it elsewhere.
Well, we rent, so we can always move. Even though I did just do up my bedroom.
We did just do up the bedroom.
Oh my, if I'm, like, you know when there's like a horror film and they go, will they ever just move out because they're haunted? I'm sorry, after me going through heck with that rails.
Can't move out.
I'm not moving out if we get haunted, I'm sorry.
If we get haunted, I'd like to think we would just, we're very agreeable.
We'd
learn to live
rapport.
In harmony.
Yeah.
We'd build a rapport with
grand.
This demon
yeah.
spirit, I
we
feel.
We get on with anyone, girls.
And I feel like if they were wanting to hang out with us, they'd maybe be another gay or a fag hag who might love it.
Yeah.
They'd love the gay energy.
They'd love that.
I'd love an Irish person in the house.
Like an Irish ghost?
An Irish ghost. But I'm not like, you know, if there's other spirits, whatever. Come
yeah,
through
whatever.
Too.
Yeah, come through.
Last
come through,
ghost.
Mama.
Come through, spirits. Ouija boards have a reputation for being two-way portals to other realms. When using a board, you should be very careful that you don't let something into the real world from the realm you're contacting.
Okay.
Never ask questions about your death or another's death. Well, that would be chaos.
Why would you do that anyway?
Why would you do that in general?
I just want to ask them, what's the story about heaven?
Do not use the Ouija board while consuming alcohol or drugs. You're more likely to attract negative entities.
Okay. What about recording a podcast when you're doing a Ouija board?
Nothing on that. I'd have to Google it again, but I think we're good.
Does it tell you how to open it?
It's open, is it?
Oh, do we...
You start on G, but okay. Is it in the index and middle, it said?
Yeah. So kiss the finger.
Will we do the prayer?
Or do we do, doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-A-M, just put your paws up because you were born this way, baby. And then do it. Ready?
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M.
Just put your paws up because you were born this way. Okay, we're in, girls. Right.
What do? We start off asking questions. Is there what? Now, has your throat completely dried up? Because mine has.
I have a shiver down my spine too. And everything is so... I'm so jumpy. Okay.
No, I think just being a bit more serious.
Yeah, okay,
I
cool.
Think. Just right, because we don't know like what it is.
Yeah, yet. We don't have a clue.
Now, I don't know if I'm...
Can you hear that scream in the background?
No.
Okay. That's just in my head then.
Okay, so how do we start?
Okay. How's it going? Stop laughing.
But don't just start off and say, how many is it going? We need to say, is there a spirit?
Is there a spirit?
No, how many?
How many spirits?
Are you the talker?
We're both. Do you want to go?
What do you ask it, so...
How many spirits are in the room?
All right,
I tried to scare Kevin.
He just forced, like, so evidently, like, was putting so much effort into his fingers to move towards the number. Also, you were going towards the 9. At least make it believable. No, we have... Like, nothing's going to happen if we're screaming.
Okay, no, we have to be serious. And I think we're putting too much pressure on the pungent, or whatever it's called.
The planchet.
The planchet. Okay.
Are you closing your eyes or leaving them open?
Do you want to close for a sec?
I think I'll be petrified if they're closed. Imagine if I just, like, opened them and your head was gone or something.
And you were on the ceiling.
Imagine if I opened my eyes and you were on the ceiling.
Stop moving, it was that you.
That, I swear that wasn't even me.
No, it's actually sliding around a bit now.
Stop!
I'm not doing
Stop
anything.
For a second!
I'm not doing you... Kevin, you're possessed.
Stop it! You're like, I feel like I am! Just ask it again, Boosh.
It's moving. Okay.
How many spirits are in the room?
Okay, that's not working. Okay, who can we try and summon? Someone who's dead, right? Come on. Fungi. Fungi, are you here? We're trying to find Fungi, girls. Fungi's the dolphin who went missing. Are you actually moving it now?
I'm not actually putting pressure on the planchette whatsoever right now. But I can tell if you are.
No.
I have to stop screaming. That said, no, Fungi's not... But can you connect with animals?
Maybe it's because it's an animal. Who else would we like to connect with? Let's take a break. Can we close for a sec?
I think you just have to just leave your finger on and just talk.
Okay. Who do you want?
Spirits don't listen.
2 seconds, don't be rude. Give it. Can we just have a second?
Sorry, can we have a conflap, spirits? 1 second.
Who do you want to reach out to?
I don't really know that many dead people. Like,
I don't really know that many spirits.
Like, I don't know if I want to chat to my nan. If I think that'd be really like special. I don't know if I'd want to be doing it right now.
Really? Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
What about? I don't really know that many dead people. I'm very much on the spot.
I'd love to meet your nan, but it's a bit of a downer.
Is it a bit random that we're, like, I wouldn't want to be connected to her on a Ouija board?
You don't want someone to pose her and then be, like, evil.
Yeah.
Let's keep it light.
Let's keep it light. All the boys who've ghosted me in the past. I mean, there's a long list.
It moved!
Now, there was moving there.
And we both just moving it around the board?
No! I'm not actually moving.
Si.
Si, senor. Pedro!
It's Pedro. Oh my god, is Pedro dead?
He's not dead.
He's just a psychic.
No, it's not Pedro. Is there any other Spanish? Or did they just begin with the letter C?
Come on, let's think of an Irish person. I think Irish people would be less rude. I feel like, is it all the people we're trying to talk to are pure rude?
I would love to connect with Lady Di.
Okay, Lady Di that died.
Lady Di, what
Okay,
died?
So.
Has anyone watched the Shirley Ghostman on YouTube? He was the psychic medium, but it's like... a hidden camera show or whatever. It's so funny. He basically gets possessed by Lady Diana and it's hilarious. He starts off every seance by going, can we have some shushy, please?
Can we have some shushy?
And then he goes, and he just breathes out. And then in the Lady Diana one, he goes, it is I, Lady Di, what died?
I love it.
Watch it. Anyway.
Well, let's see if she comes in, because like, we do stan her.
We do love Lady Diana. Is there any lovely spirits in the room?
Any sound spirits a la Teresa?
Come through.
No, that now, moved. No. Did you move that?
Now, look how light my fingers are touched. And as well, I don't have... My no,
that was a yes. Was that you? Come on now.
No, but it's now. It's not exactly on the yes.
It's S, so the half here.
Yes, I would say. Oh my god, it says yes.
It's a gay spirit. Okay, it's Lady Di.
It's Lady Di.
Okay.
No, I think it's a bit disrespectful that we're saying it's Lady Di. Okay. And as well, what would Lady Di be doing in Stratford? She's not going to pop over to East London, is she?
Are you Irish? It's still on yes.
Oh my god, it hasn't moved. That's true.
How do we go back to the thing? We go back to the
go G. Go back to G. Okay.
Is it Eamon De Valera?
Do we know any G's? Well, that's the starting point.
Eamon. Is it you, Eamon De Valera? Or is it Michael? Mr. Collins? Oh my god! It's Michael Collins. Michael, how are you? Pleasure. Thank you so much for what you did for the country. We all bear from soup.
Okay. I think we need to be less specific. Like, you're going...
Yeah, I'm going too specific.
You're going, is it Michael Collins?
Yeah. I just love... Imagine if Michael Collins came in and goes, girlies, I may have got us freedom, but you're giving us the lols, and for that I thank you. I'd love if you just came through and gave us a few words of encouragement.
What, and spells that out in the Ouija? We'd be there all night. Okay, I think
that's the thing. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
I think the Ouija board 2.0 should have predictive text.
Okay. While we ask it, I think we just need basic questions.
Okay, but like, what's your favorite color?
Like, yeah, or no, not that, but like
top or bottom. Get ask it a question new. I feel like I'm too
okay.
Long. Will that move there now?
No, that's there moving. Shut maybe just leave it move.
Okay, leave it move.
No. Right, okay. If there's a presence in the room, okay. Can you make yourself known? I feel like we need music in the background or something like that.
Okay.
It's just a bit too silent.
Alexa, play.
Just a bop to
get hello from the other side.
Yeah. Alexa, play Hello by Adele.
And turn it down a bit so we can still hear the spirits.
Hello by Adele from Spotify.
Alexa, volume 4.
Okay.
This is good.
Hello. Okay, I think we need to join hands. It's me. Spirits.
Would you like to meet?
Adele. Spirits, we've set the mood. We've been, that move now.
That's moving.
Yeah, it's a game.
I need to stop closing my eyes because I'm not even seeing it. Okay. If there is a spirit present, can you spell your name, please?
Yes, please.
H.
E. Stop gripping my hand.
No, because I'm petrified.
Come on. L. Hill.
Hell.
It's hell.
No, do we need to stop it to me?
Crescendo. He's going for the dramatic finish. F. Hell.
That's an E.
It's an M.
Oh, it's an F. Hellef.
Hellef.
It's a German spirit.
It's a German spirit. Quick, load the board. Goodbye.
No, sorry. That again.
Alexa,
stop. When I said a song, I was thinking of something scarier than, because I was getting really into that. So I think I was getting carried away with the dancing that I was doing with my fingers.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I was thinking more, something more sinister. But do we want something scary? We don't.
Do one scary one, because like obviously this is broken. We got a faulty one. There's probably good ones, but this one's obviously a broke. This is a placemat.
But it says I don't think we're being patient enough.
Okay, well, like, we're on it. Like, we're already recording for a good bit of time. Like, we have a slot. These ghosts are so unprofessional.
Also, are your fingers sore from it? I don't want to be complaining, spirit world or whatever, but
because you're dead, like, and we're still very much alive, we should be grateful, but...
And I'm kind of hungry as well. Now, what other song would we play?
Play a spooky one.
But I don't know any spooky... Why would you be listening
listening to spooky songs?
Alexa, play Halloween.
Is that something? Like,
here's a station for you based on Halloween Party on Amazon Music.
Now we're going, spirits. Halloween Party playlist.
I'm sure
me and Kevin are your hosts. Me and Kevin are your hosts tonight.
Dancing in the dark. I love it.
This one's for you, Shirley. I know you passed away in 1990. And Phil was sending this one out to you. We should host a radio station on the Ouija board.
On the Ouija.
Okay, that's not going to work.
Alexa, stop.
Dancing in the dark isn't scary.
Alexa, stop.
Do you think we should close the Ouija?
Just stop it.
I just don't think we're going to get a spirit.
I'm allergic. I thought someone would be coming through.
I know.
I just wanted to talk to my dad Tamagotchi and say sorry for leaving it to me when I was six.
It's raging though. What date is it?
The 22nd, 22.
What's going on in heaven on the 22nd that everyone's so rude they won't even come down for a chat?
But I think, are these people in purgatory? Is that why they're coming through the board? Because they haven't gotten to heaven or hell. Now, I made that up.
You made that one up?
Out of my head.
I think it's because it's a Thursday night. You know, everyone loves their drinkies on a Thursday sometimes. Maybe they're after clocking off their angel and devil duties and they're all just having a bit of a skit.
But if you were in heaven, surely you'd be just having a skit the whole time and you wouldn't have an agenda on the Thursday eve.
Let's close this and do... Because I do... even though I think it doesn't work, I'm still petrified that we've unleashed the spirit.
But are you doing that?
No. You are.
I swear my life to God.
Leave go of it for a second.
But nothing's going to happen then if we leave go.
I think we need to close this.
I think we need to get a more expensive one.
Yeah, but babe. It's like, I don't want to greed. If you get an expensive one, you only get greedy spirits then.
But I kind of want a glam kind of bitch.
Oh, like an heiress who killed her husband and then...
Something like that.
And then she died of like... smoke inhalation because she burnt down the house and couldn't get out in time or something.
Oh my god.
That's Wayne Murphy, you can have that storyline for free. Okay. Kiss Kiss.
Kiss Kiss.
Mama Bazoo.
And that's a goodbye from us.
Right, so go on. Alright, so girlies, we're going to sign off the Ouija board like we do everything. Go on. Bye. Don't haunt us. Bye. I love you. Bye. Fuck off. Bye. Do you think it's closed?
I'd say so, but like, don't just turn it upside down, I'd say.
I don't want to see it. I think, do we have to burn it now?
But I think it should have came in a box. It was weird that it came in an envelope. Also, is that my spit all over it?
Yeah, that's why they didn't come through, because you have a lisp. They don't have a clue what you were saying.
Is there any spirits with a lisp that want to come through? Just move it away somewhere.
Put it somewhere.
Are you meant to burn it?
I think so.
Just put it...
What was that?
What was that?
That was a growl. Go check.
No.
Go check.
What are you telling me to go check it for? You're way taller than me, you idiot.
The pretty ones always say first, babe. Go check. Just check, you.
Oh my god!
Stop! What?
We have a Michael Collins magnet on the fridge and it's moved. That's moved.
It hasn't moved.
That's moved to the top of the fridge.
Was it not always at
the top? That's moved to the top of the fridge! I'm not even joking, the Michael Collins magnet has moved to the top of the fridge!
Was it not always at the top?
It wasn't, because I arranged the magnet! The Hollywood director's board is meant to be at the top!
Michael Collins just said the Hollywood done him wrong with that Michael Collins remake.
Also, in that pic, now, correct me if I'm wrong, was his mouth not closed?
No, his mouth was always open.
It wasn't! He's roaring in the pic. He's roaring laughing at us. He says we're a skit.
It was closed.
My heart is leaping out of my chest.
It's fine, but put it back.
He definitely came through. I think that's a sign. Michael Collins, that is the podcast.
I'm dead.
Also, are we allowed to just talk about Michael Collins like that?
We love him.
We love him, yeah. What am I doing again?
Okay, girls. Calm down. The board's closed.
Where did you put it, actually?
Back in the package.
But don't just leave it on my laptop, actually, you idiot.
Babe, we're not going to get a virus from the Ouija board.
Why don't you know? I could.
That's how the...
Up there.
That's how the evil spirits work in 2020. They infect the tech.
But also, I can't even get a text back from a Ouija board. How embarrassing. Fellas won't text me back, and now they're fucking spirits.
You know what's bad when you're being ghosted by the dead fellas.
Oh my god. How anyway, do we feel?
The same.
I'm just warm. I'm very warm.
To be honest, I'm warm and I do feel drained of energy.
I do feel drained.
Do you?
I actually do. I feel a bit zapped.
I feel a bit zapped.
And when I stood up at the end there, I was thinking, am I going to take a turn?
And I keep seeing things out of the corner of my eye.
Stop saying that because you have me looking then.
We're going to have to watch something cheery and fun before we go to bed. Or yeah. Else I'm not going to be able to sleep.
Well, we won't.
And if you try and scare me before I go to bed, I'm going to kill you. And it'll be the end of the podcast. So I'll never be your friend again. Promise me. Pinky,
I promise.
Promise
no,
me.
I actually won't because that actually would be scary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, girls, let's lighten the mood and move on to the mammy's questions.
Yeah. From supernatural to superwomen. Oh my god!
Oh, look at you doing the bridge.
Look at me doing the link.
Do your mum want to go first?
1 second. Yeah, I have her up there. 1 second.
Do your mum want to go first, by the way?
Do your mum want to go first?
I'm possessed by bad grammar. That's what I'm possessed by.
Okay. Right. Oh, my mum sent me a stunning pic of the two of us today. So cute.
Oh my god, and I love it. And I want it framed and put on the fridge.
It's so cute, isn't it?
It's adorable. And she looks stunning.
She looks stunning there, doesn't she?
I'll even say glowing.
And she goes, I just love this pic kiss. We have the same nose. There's nose emoji. Right, go on.
Hi, everyone. My question this week is graduating early next year from college. The thought of applying for jobs scares me. Every time I think about it, I find it overwhelming. I don't think I'm ready. So, look, I'd say that's a very natural feeling to have. And I'm sure if you asked a lot of people, you know, your age or a little older, how they felt, I suppose everybody feels, oh, my God, do I know anything? Am I winging all this? But don't be afraid and apply for your jobs and apply for them within the realms of the degree, you know, and let it be a stepping stone to, you know, further your career or whatever. But, you know, there's a lot of help out there online with your CV and questions they might pose to you, you know, at interview. My advice there would be I wouldn't lie on a CV. You know, there's not much point in saying you're fluent French if you have bonjour and a bientôt as your only two words. So certainly you could embellish things a little, but lying, you know, probably wouldn't be a good thing. It'll only get you into trouble. But you've done the time in college and you're ready for this. And they really don't expect you to be, you know, Bill Gates or Marie Curie or whatever, you know. They're there to help you and you'll have guidance and help all along the way. So don't be afraid. And whatever you feel like today, you know, another 3 months, you might say, yeah, I'm ready for this and I can do this, because you can, and you're a young girl and you've your whole life ahead of you. So, you know, tomorrow's job doesn't have to be for your forever job, but certainly a stepping stone. So good luck with it all.
Perfect.
Thanks, love. Thanks,
perfect
man.
Advice, yeah. Phil.
Nice answer.
But also, yeah, just don't put pressure on yourself, girl. You have it.
Yeah, as well, I think we spoke about this before. Everyone's faking it.
Yeah.
The older you get, I think you realise
No one knows what's going on.
Faking it, you know what I mean?
Nobody
and it's like
knows what's
some people are just faking it better than others.
Exactly. Now, I would say you could embellish a bit in your CV. I've lied a few times on the CV.
My mum said do embellish. She said don't outright lie.
Yeah, well, I never used a spreadsheet before and I said I was fluent in Excel when I was going in for all my jobs.
Well, you have to say it, but the thing is, the person who created Excel doesn't even fucking know how to use it. It's one of the most hardest softwares there is, isn't it?
The Excel spreadsheets are the Ouija boards of the web. On to my man.
My question today is, I'm 23, I don't have a degree. Do I go back to college and put life on hold for a few years? Dear listener, you are so young and there is no harm in going on to do a degree, as you are bettering yourself in every way, if it is what you want to do. Now, there is no need to put your life on hold, especially in this present climate, and look at the sense of achievement you will have. Very proud of you for even thinking of doing it. You have your life ahead of you, and the world is your oyster. Best of luck in whatever you decide.
Oh, that's lovely.
Love that. Basically, I think what my mum is saying as well is like, do if you want to, but don't think you need to.
Yeah, I'd say like do whatever you want to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, basically, if you're going back because you think you have to, I would say don't, because you're just going to be miserable. If you're going back because you want to, go for it. Don't be like, you're not putting your life on hold. You're doing something you want to do.
You want to do. And as well, like, ultimately, if it's something you're passionate about and something you really want to study, like, go and do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If it is 4 years or whatever, you're going to have a laugh doing it.
Also, girl, if we learned one thing from this year, just do what you fucking want.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no wrong route. There's no wrong answer. And then once you just, like, do whatever the fuck you want, you're not going to go wrong. Anyway, girl, so God, did our guest didn't show up today. But...
Well, kind of did.
I think Michael was here for a split sec.
I think this is going to make national headlines. Two gays in East London summon Michael Collins.
And he says that they're icons. He says, yes, queen, work, mama.
Stop saying yes, queen, work, mama.
It's my favourite thing.
It's your favourite thing. Now, also, I think they need to change the age on the Ouija board, because it does say for ages 8 and up.
It doesn't say age and up.
So I'm kind of thinking, hilarious that you can summon a demon age 8, but you have to wait till 18 to get a blue wicket. It just doesn't add up in my head, you know what I mean? Like... they need to just reevaluate the age thing on it.
They really do.
Do you know what I mean? Just to make it a bit safer for the kids.
Indeed.
Girlies, any time you're trying to summon the supernatural, just proceed with caution, I would say.
Yeah, proceed with caution.
Do your prep work.
It could be a trick or a treat.
Exactly. It could be a trick or a treat. Have a safe Halloween.
A treat that is coming up there, girlies, is our extra podcast episode on the Patreon called Don't Tell Mam.
Oh my goodness.
And that's clickbait, girlies.
And that's some Halloween clickbait, girlies. But girlies, thanks for tuning in. For those of you who made it this far in the app, I wonder, will people drop out because it was a Ouija board?
And they're shitting,
And they might be too scared to listen.
Thank you for tuning in from Earth and the beyond. It's been a great... It's just nice to be like going... we were international with the podcast. Now we're trans-plane.
Trans realm. I love that.
Are we going to get double the listens now because we're in the other realm?
Michael Collins said no one is ready to listen because he was featured on a podcast. I love it. Anyway, that's it from us, girlies.
Bye, girlies. Have a fab Halloween.
Bye. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.